Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce. If you missed anything in the first hour, you can download that. The Fan Podcast. The Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. The YouTube channel, I know we got a little bit of audio stream situation going on the YouTube channel. I got Dan working on it right now. He's our IT hero. He will take care of that. So hopefully we get that working for you guys. The app is available as well. Just a quick reset, and then we got to get back on the clock here. We'll continue to talk about this throughout the day. As if you're just getting in your car, just joining us, hello, thank you for listening to the firm of Harrison Meringue. We're happy to be here and bring this news to you. As we've kind of been talking about it all day on The Fan, as Chauncey Billups was arrested this morning by the Federal Bureau of Investigation for a gambling situation, wire fraud, money laundering. It sounds like there were some high stakes gambling that was rigged from the start. Their x-ray tables, etc., things that could implicate things that could get players to bet money knowing they were going to lose, not just players, but players in the game. And there might be some connections to some other NBA players. That story was broke this morning by Sham Sharania, who is kind of the head insider. I am here with Danny Meringue. He does this show with us every Monday through Friday from 10 to 1. He is our Blazer insider. When we come back, we'll get into some more of this. Of what's going on and how this affects the Blazers going forward, what the game tomorrow looks like, the future of ownership, etc. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this and eventually get to what we saw on the court last night, which was actually really fun. This is the firm of Harrison Meringue on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We took turns of staring out the window.
Kenny Rogers brought to you by DraftKings. A joke. Welcome back in. This is the firm of Harrison Marang. As we're kind of dealing with the breaking news here, third time in our show history, and they're all Blazers.
Yeah.
They're all big stuff.
Number one show in town.
As it was reported this morning by Sham Sharnia that Chauncey Billups, the head coach of your Portland Trailblazers, was arrested this morning by the FBI after a years-long investigation into a gambling ring. We had Ben Golliver on at the end of last hour, leading into the beginning of this hour. And first of all, he's one of the best in the game.
Yep.
And what he had to say, I think, in talking about where the league goes from here and the influx of cash and the influx of money that is coming into the NBA, that this was almost inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he brought up a great point about how that inevitability comes about, in the sense of, is it a fringe player or is it an NBA Hall of Famer, head coach, NBA champion, Chauncey Billups? And it turns out to be Chauncey Billups is the guy that is involved in all of it.
Yeah, and that's where this ultimately ends up falling, is what's the risk tolerance for taking all that money in? You know, he mentioned Michael Jordan buying the Hornets at a couple $100 million, and now the Los Angeles Lakers sold for a valuation of $10 billion.
And the Celtics shortly behind them at $8 billion.
And so how much money is it worth to, quote-unquote, sell your soul to an extent? Because if the implications and everything that is coming out of this as it pertains to Chauncey Billups, I mean, you're talking about a Pete Rose-esque scandal, because if he was, it's not just the poker games, because there's other implications in there that he may have given tips, which that's just like betting on games, man. When you give the information out, you're looking at lifetime ban type stuff, and that this could end up being a nasty, nasty stain on the NBA, because this is not Jonte Porter. This is not a fringe guy. This is when you talk about
a rogue referee.
This is when you talk, this is an era guy. That 04 Pistons team.
Like, tore down a Laker legacy.
I mean, this is not just some guy on the edge. This is a guy that's well-loved, well-liked, well-respected. He's a Hall of Famer. He's got a jacket, man.
He played with one of our favorite all-time Blazers of all time in tearing down that Laker championship.
In Rasheed Wallace.
In Rasheed Wallace. I think the thought of it being that high caliber and how much you're willing to go on this is huge. The Pete Rose situation that you bring up, this is where I'm starting to question. Because when Pete Rose was going through this, as you know, as an amateur baseball historian who's done a ton of research on Pete Rose and his situation, look, people knew. A lot of people. Mm-hmm. Johnny Bench knew that Pete Rose was gambling. And sometimes they'd go to Pete and they'd say, hey, man, maybe lay off today. Or, hey, man, you know, why don't you take a step back? Or, hey, man, don't get caught. Don't bet on us. Don't do something stupid. People knew what Pete was doing, and that was inevitably his downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell me that nobody knew? That's the question I'm starting to ask in the Blazer room, in that building. I'm not pointing fingers, but it's the question I'm going to ask. Is Chauncey alone on this, in the sense of nobody else knows that when you go play Brooklyn, you go play the Knicks, what Chauncey's up to that night? Does he turn to Tiago Splitter and say, hey, you want to hit this game with me? Does Thiago say no because he knows, or does Thiago say no because he doesn't want to? Just speculation. I'm not saying this happened.
I think it's meaningful.
Does Joe know? Like, yeah, he's got a little bit of a gambling problem, but it's okay. Everybody in the NBA's got a gambling problem because we've normalized it with MJ. Barkley, and we've all normalized it with the classic Barcelona '92 stories that those guys gamble a ton. Paul Pierce talks about it on podcasts all the time.
A step further than that, we just had a documentary called Shooting Guards. About Javaris Crittenden and Gilbert Arenas over a gambling debt on a plane that led to guns in a locker room. And Gilbert Arenas just got picked up in what, July? Implicated in a gambling scandal and card fixing.
And that story went away real quickly.
He literally said, "I'm snitching Gil," when he came down the steps. And so you look at all of this. Look, it's not just the NBA. Professional sports in general. The level of gambling that goes on would blow your mind. It's everywhere. It's prevalent. It's young men with lots of money and a lot of competition. Guys gamble on everything. Mm-hmm. I mean everything. There was a story the other day about Michael Jordan talking about what he was going to do to the Phoenix Suns the night before. Eddie Johnson told this story on a podcast of $100. I'm going to give your boy Dan Marley 40. And then he looks over at both of them and goes, "Get my money ready." As he's doing this in-game, giving Dan Marley 40.
I mean, what's the biggest conspiracy in the history of the NBA? That Michael Jordan played baseball for 2 years because he didn't like basketball? It's the biggest conspiracy theory that I've ever heard in sports, is that Michael Jordan had to retire for 2 years because he was addicted to gambling.
And they had to get him out.
And they had to get him out because it would crumble the league.
Well, this is
that
what we
David
talked about
Stern
earlier.
Backed him up and protected the brand as best he could and said, "Michael, you got to go away for a minute because we can't have you go down."
And you just take a look at all of this, and I thought it was really poignant when Ben talked about the where gambling is and how just pervasive it is in our sports and in our world right now, and why there's so many qualifications of make sure you have this text line if you have a problem, the humanity of it all, and how much that kind of ties into this. Did guys know that Chauncey was gambling? Yeah.
They had to have.
And I mean, and I'm not just talking about gambling, like in the general sense of like, you know, these guys all golf. They change, like money changes hands on the golf course.
A-Rod used to do underground poker clubs in New York all the time when he was a Yankee. Everybody knew he did.
I'm not going to say they all do, but a lot of them do. And it's totally, it's normalized. Mm-hmm. That's the best word that I can use for it. And you just kind of take.
Especially in the NBA.
And it's just because Major League Baseball and the NBA, what do they both have in common? A lot of games, a lot of travel. And when you're spending that downtime on planes and you're going from city to city to city,
a lot of Tuesdays with some bad matchups that nobody really cares about and no one's paying attention
to. And you pass time playing cards on the plane, or you got buddies in another city, or you have a layover in another city and you know guys there. Look, whether it's gambling or it's strip clubs, John Morant, look, there's so many different things. The seedy underbelly of professional sports and what guys get into and what they do on a night-to-night basis in between games, in between cities, on flights. This is the stuff that's going to come out of this. And I'm not saying it's accepted, but it is. Within the leagues, it is accepted. It's part of doing business. It's part of when you've got 20 to 28-year-old men with millions of dollars who are being told that they're the greatest in the world at what they do. But I don't know what to do with it.
I'm going to open up this can, as it was asked on the YouTube chat. What do you think this all means for the casual fan? And I'll go first on it. You're in a real, real scary place here, because there's a lot of people out there already that aren't into this gambling thing. Look, Danny, of all the people, we're Portland sports leader here at the Fan Sports Network, all right? Everybody at this station except for me gambles. All right.
Yeah.
I'm the outlier in this.
And I got you doing it just a little bit.
I know. And I'm the outlier in this because gambling is not my thing. Mm-hmm. I probably relate to the average person on the street. You relate to the average sports fan that listens to our shows. So I'm the average person on the street. If I'm the guy that doesn't like gambling and somebody out there is thinking about going to a Blazer game and they're with me, I don't know if they're going to that Blazer game. Why do they want to be involved in something that just proves their point that gambling can tear your life down, as it just did the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers?
The number of times I see in the YouTube comments or on Twitter or social media of, you know, a game goes a certain way, one of the first things that I will see, it's rigged. it's rigged.
Without a doubt.
We joke about
it. How much you paying the refs, huh? Yeah.
Or remember the
why do I get that superstar call?
The NFL story about, you know, the script writing.
Oh, the Chiefs. It's always the Chiefs.
It's all fake and it's all
the referees like, love the Chiefs.
It's WWE style. Mm-hmm. It's all scripted. It's all entertainment. None of this is actually real. To your point, I think that can feed into it for the casual sports fan. Look, we've talked about this so many times. I gamble.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly on football. That's because
I think most people do gamble on football
because I want to stay. Like I have gambled on basketball,
gambling but, on baseball.
But yeah,
good luck to you on that.
That's true.
I would even say basketball too. Isaac Robb says that all the time. Gambling on basketball, you're a weird one.
There's a lot of volatility in it. When I do gamble on basketball, it's almost always on futures, like an MVP or Rookie of the Year, or over under totals of like expectation type stuff. But night to night, it's a nightmare. But
and never the Blazers.
No,
be on the record.
Yes, I don't bet on the Blazers. I won't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not true. I bet on an over-under total for them in 2015-16 because the line was so egregiously low. So I have won. There you go. But it wasn't a prop. It wasn't an in-game. It was like, I think.
No inside information is going to tell you over-under.
Yeah, the line on that season of 2015-16 was 26.5, and I thought it was hilarious. I think it ended up winning 41 games that year. So, but beyond that, I don't, because I don't want to have that, because I am privy to that information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah, I'm good, and I don't tell people that stuff. I know who's dealing with an ankle. I know who's dealing with a wrist. I know who's dealing with a finger injury. That's all stuff that I know. And I'm not supposed to know that. And guys don't tell it to me intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm talking to a guy and he's like, yeah, man, I rolled my ankle bad. Well, that's something I know.
That is something to know. If it's you know, Matisse Thybulle, who I like.
Yeah.
If it's Matisse Thybulle, you're like, oh, okay, no big deal. If it's
Damian Lillard,
I care a lot about that.
Yeah.
I care a lot about that. It's a wild, wild scene. We'll continue this story going. Somebody brought this up as well on the YouTube chat that tomorrow's game will be the most watched game in Blazer history. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the aesthetic next of watching Blazer games for the rest of the season, especially in the short interim, how that affects your psyche. And we'll also spend some time this hour chatting about what was a really fun basketball game last night. We'll do all that next.
That happened.
That did happen. We'll do all that next. But first, we'll toss it to Rust with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Sit around the house, get high and watch them too.
All right, thank you for sticking with us here, the firm of Harris and Morang. We're happy to have you along. If you're new to the show, I'm Patrick. That is Danny. We do this show every Monday through Friday from 10 to 1. We're going to give you some bonus coverage today. We will stay on from 1 to 2 as well, leading you right into the happy hour with Luke Anderson. There could be press conferences or anything at any moment today. We've been given the okay to put Ducks Insider aside for the day, as we will stick with you, and any sort of updated information we get will come to you.
Wisconsin can wait.
Wisconsin can wait. You know, I think Oregon's going to be just fine on Wisconsin, and that's my sports tidbit of the day. That is not the Blazers. I did say Felipe Mora earlier.
You did. You couldn't resist.
I couldn't resist. I'm watching ridiculous. Europa League on the TV behind you.
Unbelievable.
But here we are in a day that Chauncey Billups was arrested by the FBI under a large gambling ring, including setting up people and cheating and x-ray card tables, etc. But I want to get into our team, the local team itself right now, and what this does. Tomorrow they play the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
And in 15 minutes, we'll get into the game last night because there was a lot of fun there, and we all might need a palate refresher.
A little cleanser.
But tomorrow, the Golden State Warriors come to town. Not many bigger stars in the NBA named Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and what's crazy is, you know, Portland media scene has already been kind of nuts because of the massive influx of Chinese media members here to cover Yong Hansen. That press room tomorrow is going to be loaded.
Oh, because now China's like, what the hell's going on over
here? Not just that. If you don't think that the motherships of sports networks aren't currently booking flights in a PDX, you are out of your mind.
Yeah, is Shams in a PJ right now?
Not Shams, but I bet you one of Wendy, McMahon, any of those guys from ESPN.
Maybe a Tim Legler on the scene.
Nah, not Legs. Bontemps probably. Like, one of those guys is 100% coming out here. AP is sending guys out here. All of the national guys are currently booking flights to Portland for tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you would sit in there, you know, somebody asked this on the text line, what I was referring to earlier about cleaning house. No one feels good in this organization outside of the players, correct? I mean, players don't feel great because their coach just got arrested by the FBI.
He's appearing in federal court here in a matter of time down the street.
As we speak, for all we know right now. But if you're the coaching staff, if you're Joe Cronin, I mean, how do you even walk into a game tomorrow? The Warriors, that's usually one of the better tickets in town.
Oh,
that's
God,
usually
yes.
One of the better games to attend.
They travel heavy,
and let's be real, there's a lot of California transplants up here in the Pacific Northwest. Guilty as charged right
raising
there,
my
you,
hand.
Danny Morang. And look, for me, I spent a lot of time rooting for the Warriors because they had Klay Thompson forever. I went to college with him. Mm-hmm. They're a very liked and hated villain dynasty. It's also near the end. Is this the most watched Blazer game since
the playoffs?
The Western Conference Finals in 99?
I mean, I don't know if the game ends up being that watch, but the eyes that are going to be on what happens in the pregame, like, wouldn't surprise me if either Dwayne Hankins or Joe Cronin said something before the game.
Gets on the mic to the crowd?
No, the crowd? Not the crowd. I'm talking about in pregame. I think
get on with Brooke or something?
No, I'm talking about media availability.
Oh.
I would imagine.
Naturally. Sorry, I thought you meant for like the game
itself.
No.
I'm talking about like a statement being made by somebody up in the organization.
You would hope so.
I mean, Dundon can't because he hasn't taken hold of the team until next year. Jody Allen hasn't.
If I were Dundon, I would not touch this.
I mean, to be totally clear and fair here, I think if you're Tom Dundon, you go, Jody, this is your team still.
Yep.
This is your, like, I'm going to inform on how I want this dealt with, but
there might be a lot of PJs coming into Portland today, but I bet you there might be one leaving Portland right now.
Or he's here and not here at the same time. You know what I mean? He's here, but you ain't going to see him.
Dude, if you're here, dude, go check out, like, Mole Mole on Alberta. Great burritos.
Well, go get some good food. We got some good food
Great
here.
Great food in this town.
But, yeah, the eyes that are on everything except the basketball, which is so unfortunate because we have spent, you know, what, 2.5 hours, or an hour and a half, excuse me, just diving into this. We have not talked about an incredible basketball game.
But that's why, to the listener's point that asked, you know, what does this do to the common fan? And that's where it gets real scary for me.
Oh, I think the trust is shattered. You know what? In fact, I'll put a poll up.
Do it.
Basically, some version of, is if you're a Blazers fan right now, what's your trust factor? Like, where are you at?
That's a great, great question. And this texter just brought it on question. If moving on from all parties that involve the hiring of Billups is the plan, And we're not saying that's the plan. I'm not saying that's the plan. I'm asking. I know when Ben Golliver was on, I think you might have to clean house to try to restore some faith into it.
I feel better about it with the new ownership coming in.
I do too. But doesn't those people that wanted to bring in Chauncey, does that not include Damian Lillard? Wasn't he the one that floated out Billups in the first place to this texter's text? I am not there. I'm not willing to go on a witch hunt for every person involved. That is player input. That is not necessarily front management input. But that's all. But that also raises the question: where is the line drawn?
Well, right.
Look, I'm
but
not
going to unload Damian Lillard.
I'm not
going to
tell you
for Chauncey Billups.
Exactly. I am no way, shape, or form trying to say that in any way, in any spot. But that does get to the level. If you are Tom Dundon and you do look at this situation and you do say to yourself, this is terrible. This is such a bad look and I'm on damage control. How far can that damage control go before you start making real scary choices or you start getting to rules for me and not for thee? It's a real tricky spot. And that's why I am under the opinion that when Tom Dundon comes in, you just kind of say adios to a lot of dudes.
See,
whether they deserve it or not, because if Joe Cronin doesn't know about this, he doesn't deserve to get fired. But because it's everything, it might be the base reason to do it.
First off, somebody I'm sure in there had to be previously aware of his propensities. And then that also leads to, these are not scary choices at this moment. They are mandatory choices that you have to make.
I think so too. You know, it's like, we see this all the time in corporations and somebody gets busted for, you know, workers' rights or abuse, assault, things like that. And usually the boss gets turfed too, because the boss will sit there and say, well, I didn't know anything. And it's like the Adam Silver thing.
No, exactly.
Like, it's your watch.
Exactly. And guess what? You're the guy that makes all the big money and it is under your watch. So yes, sorry, but it is under your purview and it is your responsibility.
And Danny brought up that great point. It's like you are making that choice, that risk management. You are making, and Ben Golliver said it too, you are making the owner's money hand over fist. At what cost? At what cost are you willing to sell your soul? Robert Johnson sold his soul to play the guitar. Are you going to sell your soul for billions of dollars? That's the real question, whether you know it or not. You might not have known that the sale was going on. You might not have known that there was a buyer there for your soul. But guess what? It just went to the highest bidder. And can you get that back? Is this like a pawn shop? Or is this all sales are final, no refunds?
Best I can do is a billion.
Out on Pawn Stars in Vegas? Take the league to Vegas? Oh, yeah. How does that look now? How does an expansion team in Las Vegas look now?
Yeah,
I didn't think about that. How does that look? Okay? LeBron James wants to be an owner of a Las Vegas basketball team.
That was
team?
Always the fear about putting a team there in the first place.
You cannot sell that to the public now.
And I was making a joke with you guys during the break about how we go straight in my update from this story into previewing Thursday night football, and I end it with the Chargers are 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
somebody just said they're listening to the Odyssey app, and in their digital commercials, there's betting.
It's everywhere.
It's what we're here for.
Look, I mean, I'm a Raiders fan. They moved to Las Vegas, and as bad as gambling is, the fear of teams getting in Las Vegas wasn't just the gambling component. It was all the stuff that comes with Las Vegas.
Nightlife.
Henry Ruggs III is in jail because he was out drinking and driving late at night and plowed into a car at 1 billion miles an hour and killed somebody.
Career over.
Life over. For one person.
Multiple lives over.
And his living life basically over and ruined. He's, you know, been contrite and is trying to go out and make amends and talk to people about how stupid what he did was and how it ruined his life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, it ruined somebody else's by taking theirs. I'm not saying he's above that. He's trying to make right. But that was always the fear of Las Vegas.
The level of risk management. As you say, you know, we laugh about this with the San Francisco 49ers.
The risk
Why do their guys always get hurt?
Because their risk management is higher. Their risk tolerance is higher.
And the NBA's risk tolerance is so high that it might have blown up in their face.
I think
face.
Sports in general. Yep. I mean, look, where are the A's moving to?
Las Vegas.
Okay. So the
Who NBA, just won the WNBA title?
Aces. Golden. When the NBA gets there, every and the MLB finishes.
Who owns a part of the Raiders right now? Tom's Braids.
You know, it's everybody wants to be there. I want to make sure we keep up with news and statements and releases. This one here is from the National Basketball Players Association as a statement. It's nothing big, but it's exactly what you expect. But I want to make sure we share it. The NBPA issued the following statement regarding the indictments of Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups, and Damon Jones. The integrity of the game is paramount to NBA players, but so is the presumption of innocence, and both are hindered when player popularity is misused to gain attention. We will ensure our members are protected and afforded their due process rights through this process. So the players' union is doing what the players' union is supposed
normal.
To do,
yeah.
Protect the players, but any bit of news, because it's just going to be all over the place, I want to make sure we share it.
All right, let's get a palate cleanser going. We'll get into web gems next. Let's talk about this Blazer team, because I'll tell you what, before I woke up this morning, I went to bed having a lot of fun watching this team play basketball last night. Let's get to the goods, all right? Let's flip this on its head and be positive. This is the firm of Harris and Marang. We're on until 2 o'clock today, so stick with us on the YouTubes, the Odyssey app, and you can get your podcasts once we podcast those out at the end of the hours. More Blazer talk next, 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. We do it every single day at 11:45. Obviously, today's a little bit of a different day. But we'll keep Web Gems alive for you, as I'd like to get into the Blazer game last night. Before I do that, the Portland Trail Blazers have made a statement. Again, there's not much here, but we want to keep you updated as best we can. And Danny and I, the firm of Harris Marang, will be on until 2 p.m. to send you into Happy Hour with Luke Anderson, who will keep you up to date on this. And then Primetime will take the heavy lifting through Rush Hour for you guys. So stick right here on Portland Sports Leader, the Fan Sports Network. Portland Trail Blazers statement. The Portland Trail Blazers today released the following statement. We are aware of the allegations involving head coach Chauncey Billups, and the Trail Blazers are fully cooperating with the investigation. Billups has been placed on immediate leave, and Tiago Splitter will assume head coaching duties in the interim. Any further questions should be directed to the NBA. That is a statement of we will have no further comment at this time is usually the phrase you hear there, right?
Exactly.
And the phrase is, you got questions, you go to the NBA.
Yeah. You got questions, ain't got answers right now.
I might be reading into that a little bit too much, but that kind of sounds a little to me like, yo, they know what's going on, we don't. And if that's the case, that's the best case scenario for you if you're a Trailblazer fan.
Well, that, and it's also just a whole lot of protecting your legal ass.
Oh, totally, totally.
Because they can't, you know, the last thing they want to do is say something untoward and get themselves in trouble in all of this situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm probably reading too much into it. That's probably not what it is, but usually I feel like those statements end with, we will have no further comment at this time.
Right.
That's if you got questions, you can go to our boss.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to our boss. This is a commissioner matter right now. We have done the legality stuff. We are doing whatever we are told. Don't ask me. But hey, nice little basketball game last night.
Yeah, it was. It was fun.
Nice little basketball game last night. Some overall thoughts on it for me as well, until we can get Danny back in here. He's on some KGW news duty right now. I thought energy-wise, motivation-wise, the very beginning was a really, really nice start. And I think a lot of people have said this throughout the night and the day, if you listen to Dirt and Sprague this morning. And it didn't take a rocket scientist to know that you got Ant Edwards. Like, that guy's a top 10 player in basketball. When the lights came on and they needed someone to carry them, they have that guy. And the Blazers don't. But if you look around, the team didn't lose by much, an atrocious three-point shooting night.
Yes. I think I think even overall they were, 40% from the field?
One thing I really loved seeing in the first half, because I was curious what this, quote, new-look offense was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Denny Avdija seemed like the go-to on the offense, at least in the first half. The offense kind of ran through him. He was coming down the lane, hard at the hoop, making buckets when he needed to. Nobody could shoot outside of Jeremy Grant.
Yeah.
And then as the game progressed, the offense started to adapt and move into Jerami Grant. And it's probably not fair that I'm saying this without Danny here, but that's why I like Grant off the bench.
I was just going to say, I think that that is what you need off the bench, because otherwise, where?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think just because some guys start and some guys don't,
Doesn't mean you don't finish. Exactly. We had this discussion yesterday.
Doesn't mean you can't be it. Look, Jerami.
Starters versus closers are two very different conversations.
If the idea is to get Shaden to try to go early and he can't because he didn't really have it last night, then you let Jerami come in and finish it. Then you let that get going. I'll read this thought on the YouTube. I was at the game last night. Watching the Blazers defensively picking up opposing players full court was fantastic. The effort and energy is exactly what I've been waiting to see. Very encouraging. That's spot on. And back to the Anthony Edwards situation. Look, Tumani Kamara is one of the best defenders in the NBA. The NBA is one of the only sports that I can think of where the best defender almost always loses the battle against that high-end offender.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm talking about? Look, like,
two got called up by Ant, and two wanted it. Ant made monster plays.
Tony Allen, Bruce Bowen, all these Klay Thompson, all these great defensive wings and guys that have made their bread and butter playing defense. I know I threw Klay in there.
Byron Russell, the Jordan push off, you know, like.
The greats will still get you.
How many?
You can have Bowen chasing Steph Curry around when they're both in their primes. Steph's getting his shot off.
Well, here's the thing. When we talk about great moments in NBA history, whether it be the playoffs, the regular season, the big shots, do we remember who's guarding Damian Lillard at point nine? We remember who Dame tapped the watch to.
Paul George.
Yeah.
Great defender.
But we're not talking about Paul George unless he says that was a bad shot.
Yeah, see, exactly. That's exactly it. It's because Paul George made sure he made a point about it.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's nothing but Damian Lamont Ollie Lillard Sr. But
he should have just let it remain anonymous.
You know what I mean? Like, that's when dudes make plays, dudes make shots.
There was a great moment sticking on this defense, though. Anthony Edwards was at 31 points. I can't remember if it was late in the third or early fourth. And he went a solid 6 minutes of not scoring. Now, when the light came on, he went on. But to hold a player who's already at 30 points, clearly got a hot hand, clearly able to kind of do whatever he wants, to hold him in that small window there, I thought was a really good moment for the Blazers. Defensively, they look fantastic.
They look fantastic. I mean, look, you can sit here and say, well, Ant gave two that work. It's like, yeah, but it wasn't because two wasn't playing. I mean, for those that don't know, two and Ant went to Georgia together. They're very good friends. And like, Two has told me, and he said, I mentioned yesterday on the podcast, like, the guy that he wants to go up against is Ant. That is his guy. It's not just his guy, but it's his guy. Like, that's who he wants it. When
Ant's kind of perfect for each other
No, they are. When Ant's bringing that ball up, it's Two. It's nobody else but Two. Two wants that in that moment. And I guarantee you, they had a nice little conversation about that. And Two's like, I'm going to get you next time.
Did you see Anthony Edwards' comments after the game?
Yeah, fantastic.
That is the highlight of my season. It was the highlight of my season was Anthony Edwards saying, you aren't
coming in here and getting games.
No.
They're going to, like, that was the thing that was so overwhelming last night. The wave of defenders, Drew Holiday, Tumani Kamara, Blake Wesley, Chris Murray. You just take a look at this wave, Matisse Thybulle, the amount of chaos and disruption those guys caused. The thing that I came out of that game just blown away by was how good the Timberwolves were at executing. Because they weren't getting wide open shots.
Finch is a really good coach.
But, I mean, the way the Wolves were executing was incredible because it wasn't like the Blazers were breaking down and letting the Wolves score. They were having to work for it, but they were working like a well-oiled machine. And, I mean, to Ant Edwards' point of, like, they pick you up. They defend. They get after you. It was like, well, they scored 118 points, blah, blah, blah. It's like, they worked for all of them. Go find how many easy plays the Wolves scored on last night outside of turnovers and transition.
Yeah.
It wasn't there.
And last night was a very good sign for a young team that is expected to come and make some changes and pick some things up and be, you know, what we all want to call the upstart. But what happened toward the end of that game in the fourth quarter is exactly what happens with young upstart teams. You get some of those young upstart team mistakes that help lead to blowing a late lead.
Yeah, I don't think it was the defense. I think it was the offense just faltered. That's really what it came down to. Like, Chauncey Billups last night in the postgame, you know, Drew had looks. Tumani had looks. Jeremy had looks. Denny had looks. Shaden during the game had looks. And it wasn't like they scored 86 points. They didn't knock down shots, and they scored 114. They had a chance to win the game. Like, that's what you want. You always hear me talk about this in basketball. Average margin of victory, 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
What was the final last night?
Four and a half.
Well, I'm talking about the spread. What was the final? Four.
Shout out to Jordan on the text line for saying Chauncey went out with a bang and got you to cover that 4.5.
But my point is, you had a chance. Under five with 5 minutes to go. Under five with 2 minutes to go. Anything that is when I talk about context in the NBA, this is a game at the end of the season the Blazers could have won. And you're going to have anywhere between five or six go each way.
And this is why you have guys, and this is a conversation for another time because we're way over it, is that's why you take chances on Scoots and Shadens of the world. Because if they can become some semblance of an Anthony Edwards, you win that game. No question.
Well,
because that's it. They just needed a closer.
You got to be special, special.
I know. But if there's a chance that those two guys are half special and on the court they can be one special together, you win that game.
Yeah.
And you win a lot of games. Yeah, I'm not saying you're going to the Western Conference Finals, but that's why you're taking that risk on guys like Scoot and Shaden, who are super young with raw talent. Because if Shaden's nickname, Baby Kobe, turns out, you're winning that game and you're winning a lot of other games. Lot of positive to take from last night's game. We'll chat a little bit more about that. We'll come back. We'll reset. Get anybody else that's new to the situation that Chauncey Billups was arrested this morning by the Federal Bureau of Investigation due to some gambling schemes, wire fraud, money laundering, etc. Two more hours to go, guys. We're here for you for the afternoon right here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.